Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast live here in Wheeling, West Virginia. I don't know why I say live because I'm actually recording this, but it sounds cool. Anyway, chilly, wet morning out there. Be safe on the roads. I know the sidewalks are icy. I just took my dog out and noticed that. I got Chloe off to school this morning, so life is good. Everything is going smoothly. Folks, it's Wednesday. You know what time it is. It's time to review where you're at in this week. What did you accomplish on Monday and Tuesday? Then it's time to set yourself up to finish this week strong on Thursday and Friday. For me, slow season for me this time of year, especially with all that I have going on. I'm trying to manage my life at a higher level, and it's been tricky to get some things done. But we are going to fight through that, take the proper action needed to get the results I want, which means I've got to put in some more time while my daughter is with her mother. Thankfully, that our situation is set up that way right now, because it allows me to go out and accomplish my goals when I need to. And I'm also thankful for that, because while my daughter is here, I get to spend more time with her. It creates an interesting schedule, there's no doubt about that. My Wednesday through Friday is generally jam-packed. That said, don't forget, Wednesday nights at the Experience Church in Bridgeport is student ministry night, known as 412 student ministry. Send your kids there, grades 6 through 12, preteen to teenagers. Get them there to experience what God can do for them and grow their relationship with Jesus. All right, folks, wild and wonderful Wednesday. Let's get started. Number one, seek long-term significance rather than instant gratification. And how many times do we do this, especially in dating, where we just want some instant gratification, so we make some decisions we may not really want to have happen and say things that we probably aren't ready to be saying? Think about that. How many times have we done something we probably shouldn't have done because we just wanted to do it? And that can relate to just more than just relationships. That can relate to a night out. That can relate to several different things that I'm not going to get into. I think y'all understand where I'm going with this. But really, if we be patient, ask God for guidance, and really think, is this something that's going to benefit me long term, or is this just going to benefit me right now? Think about that. Think about what the causes and effects are going to be of every decision that you make. Does it benefit you now and only now, or are you setting yourself up for a long-term benefit? Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Don't take the bait for instant gratification. God has a plan to supply your every need. Take your time, be patient, and wait for God to do what he wants to do in your life. Number two, we should never reject God's word just because it does not agree with our lifestyle of expectation. Ask God to help you see the truth and change as necessary. This is huge for all of us. How many times have you seen on social media or in the news where somebody wants to change what the Bible says because it doesn't fit them? Well, guess what? You cannot change God's word. God's word is the truth. You either follow the laws of the Bible, or the results are not going to be what you want in your life. Comes down to this. Do you want an eternal life in heaven, or do you want satisfaction now by living life your way here on Earth? It's a tough question for a lot of people out there. And what it comes down to is you have to make some sacrifices to be a Christian. And that's going to include not doing what a lot of worldly people do. Now, God does give us grace, and He will forgive our sins, but you can't get on a repeat cycle of sinning and asking for forgiveness every single time. You've got to grow in your faith. It's important. You got to love Jesus the way the Bible tells you to love Jesus, which means putting Him first. And you got to tell others about what He has done in your life and share the good news with them. Two huge questions. Can you answer those? Come time, get ready. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Again, that's James 1:22. The Bible tells us to do what it says. It's written right in there. You can't change God's word just because you want to. It's not how it works. Number three, loosen up and enjoy life. You don't have to be so serious all the time. It's Wild and Wonderful Wednesday. We got to add some fun in here today. Listen, I think a lot of times, a lot of us are just way too serious. We forget that life's supposed to be fun and joyful, and we just stress ourselves out trying to meet our every need. Well, guess what? First of all, God's going to meet your needs. And I had this conversation with a couple of my clients yesterday that was absolutely incredible. And what kind of blessings are you asking God for? That's what this conversation was about. And we come to a conclusion that money isn't always a blessing, nor something we should always be asking for, simply because we take for granted the things we have. Do you have food on the table? Do you have a roof over your head? Start to think about the things that we take for granted daily, the ability to go to work, the ability to eat what we want. There's so many different things. God woke you up today. You have a car, at least most of us do, which is an interesting fact there. As far as vehicles go in the world, I remember Pastor Tim a while back saying that only 3% of the world actually have cars. That's incredible. Think about that. You are in the 3% of people who have cars if you have a car. That's something that we take for granted and oftentimes complain about because it's not the car that so-and-so has. Well, guess what? The Bible also says to not compare yourself to others. Run your race. Be thankful for the things God has given you so He can bless you with more things. Quote, "Every time you smile at someone, it's an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing," end quote, Mother Teresa. I put that quote in there today because when you loosen up and enjoy life, you smile more, and that smile impacts those around you. Take advantage of what God has given you with the ability to smile and brighten someone's day. Be the blessing and let God bless you. Folks, happy Wednesday. Get out there. Accelerate your lives today. Let's get ready to finish this week strong. Send your kids to the 412 Student Ministry at TE tonight, 7 p.m. And remember to get to the house this weekend, 10 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m. And let God make an impact in your life. Folks, thank you for listening. I love you. May God bless you today. Adios. Come back and check me out on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.